Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Jones, it's Friday, it's Halloween, it's grab bag, but it's also a Patriots Friday. So what do you say we talk to a Patriot?
Okay, we're joined right now by Mike Amwenu, Patriots offensive lineman. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Amwenu, welcome back to the grab bag.
What's up? Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you as well. Right off the bat, what is your favorite candy?
I would have to say the Airhead Extreme.
Wow! Airhead. So Airhead's
He's
his
going
Airhead's favorite.
Extreme. He's going extreme.
So what is that? I'm unaware of what that is. That's not like extreme.
It's kind of like the Sour Punch straws, but like they like a rainbow straw or whatever.
Okay. Nice.
That's a good one.
I don't hate that.
That is a sweet treat. Are you a horror movie fan at all?
You said, am I a movie fan?
Like horror movie.
Yeah, I like horror movies. All right, I don't have a favorite, but like I'll watch any horror movies.
All right. And then I guess the last one. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Y'all. Yeah, please.
Are y'all dressed up in the studio or like?
Absolutely. So Mike,
funny
Mike,
you ask.
We are actually all dressed up. The four of us are all dressed up as different versions of Bill Belichick. And I know that's confusing. So I'm gonna tell you, I am Bill from the Super Bowl commercial, Dunkin's. Yep. Keith is game day Bill Belichick, but he's out of challenges.
Yep, I got the headset, I got the cutoff hoodie,
and
rocking
then,
that. Yep.
Then you've seen, I'm sure, the meme of Bill Belichick with his ripped up on Zoom. Sweatshirt, that's Billy.
The holes in the sweatshirt. Yep.
And then for some reason we have another Bill with a beard. So we
Bearded
have four different Bill Belichicks. We had Jordan here earlier.
Yeah, we did.
So we're dressed up. Do you have any costume plans?
I love it. I didn't dress up today, but my last costume that I wore over the weekend, I had a Oktoberfest outfit. So that was good. I heard I won the Halloween. We had a pot to whoever had the best outfit. I heard I won that, but I didn't get my pay for it.
I was gonna say, what do you mean you heard you won?
I feel like you did. Yeah.
I will say the only reason why was because it was Keon. We had hosted it, so you know, I know he probably took the money and ran with it now, so can't blame him.
So who else had
a good call?
Like, that's true. Hey guys, sorry guys. So who else had a good costume? Aside from yourself, of course. Who else had a good costume?
I pretty much, you know, the guys didn't dress up. It was pretty much me. I was the only one that had on a costume.
What about Mac Hollins? I thought he wore one to the game last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mac had a good costume. He had the chest piece. His was funny because he was actually moving like how that chest piece moves across the board, which was funny.
It's pretty funny. Over the years, I feel like Mac Hollins always has one. Even when it's not Halloween, he might even dress up in something pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Keon White and just being teammates with Keon for a while, being teammates with Kyle Duggar. Obviously, it's a part of the business, but what's the reaction like when you find out longtime teammates are traded in season?
Yeah, I'm always a tough time, but, you know, you wish the best for them. You know, hopefully they can make the most of, these new opportunities, and being at a new place, you know, could change their careers. So, you know, it's been a lot of people over the years that has been here, went to different places, and, you know, has been playing great football over there. Over this season, and just all in all.
Mm-hmm. So no Keon White, no Kyle Duggar via trades. No Ramondre Stevenson as well. We just found out he's officially ruled out for this week. How does that change, without getting into specifics, how does that change what you guys are going to do this week?
For me, it doesn't change nothing for me. I mean, I'm going to keep blocking, keep my pass pros up, and I'm going to have them lanes open for whoever running the ball, whether it's Trey or whoever else.
Yeah, what can you tell us about Terrell Jennings? We'd always been on the team. He was on the practice squad, then up and back, and now he's been signed to the team. And it seems like with Ramondre out, I know Coach Vrabel was talking just minutes ago about the player he is. But what can you tell us about Terrell Jennings?
Yeah, Terrell is a good player. I mean, over the years, just watching him as a young guy, you know, he's grown over the years. And I think the back staff has been in his room. He's really, like, leaned on him over the years, or over the year, whether it's AG or Ramondre. He's picked up, and you know, the plays that he has gotten over the past few weeks, I mean, we've seen a little burst, so I'm excited for him, and you know, more of a workload for him. I'm excited to see him.
This is coming out, Mike Vrabel kind of speaking now, I guess, and I don't know if he addressed the whole team or the defense. I can't quite tell from the reading, so maybe you can fill in the gaps, but I guess Mike Vrabel to the team, and he just said this, confirmed it, said that he was comparing Bijan to Marshall Faulk. Were you in there for that meeting, or was that just the defense?
I wasn't in there for that meeting, but I will say he gives Bijan his props. He thinks he's a great player. He's
okay.
A good player.
So what's funny about the Marshall Faulk reference is I guess a lot of your teammates were unaware of Marshall Faulk. So if you weren't there
God,
for that,
we're
maybe,
so old.
Yeah, well, I guess does that make us old, or are you pretty up on your Marshall Faulk history there?
I'm aware of who Marshall Faulk is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nice player. Good comp for Bijan.
Yeah, true.
For sure.
What anything stand out to you about the Atlanta defensive front that you'll be going up against on Sunday?
I think they're a good front, aggressive. You know, they went and got the two edge guys. I think they're dynamic. I think overall, you know, they put good players on the field on defense. So, you know, I think it'll be a good challenge.
Okay. Well, Mike and Wendy, we appreciate the time. Every Patriots Friday. Best of luck this weekend. Best of luck getting your money there from Keon. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I'll be easy.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.